Thanks very much, Cathal. Aircom has announced results this morning for the first half of its financial year. In a statement, the company's chief executive said it's still trying to stop losing customers, revenue and profit, as revenue fell by 6% and earnings fell by 8%. We're joined by Aircom's chief financial officer, Richard Mote. And also in studio, we have David Shing. He's AOL's digital prophet, and he's going to talk to us later about connectivity. So let's start with Richard Mote on that. Recently, the Council of Europe Fibre to the Home people said that Ireland is one of the countries with a very slow fibre adoption in Europe. Richard, what's Aircom doing about that?
Well, we're announcing today that the rollout to 1 million homes, which we talked about previously, is now going to be expanded to 1.2 million homes. So that's going to be 60% of all households within the country.
You could say that 60% isn't really much more than half, leaving us still some way behind.
Yes, but it's a significant increase in the original investment which we'd announced, and we're going to be covering sort of pretty remote areas like Skibbereen in Cork, Rooski in Roscommon, Bally James Duff in Cavan. This is going to be a really extensive network, and when you combine it with the investment which we're making in 4G on mobile, it's going to be the most compelling network experience in Ireland.
What about competition at the moment for Aircom? You are losing customers, profit, revenue. You've competition already from UPC and Sky. What are you doing about the ESB's plans to open its network up to fibre?
Well, as you said, we are losing revenues and EBITDA, but that rate of decline is slowing with each quarter. And we think with these new investments which we're making that we're going to transform our commercial and financial performance in the future.
Okay.
And with respect to the competition, I think that the high-speed fibre which we'll be able to offer, combined with 4G, combined with the launch of TV, which we're bringing in the third quarter of this year, is going to enable us to offer quad play packages to customers, and that, again, as I said before, is going to offer more value and a very compelling proposition.
Quad play. All right, Richard Mote, thanks very much for talking to us this morning. Now, David Shing, we usually talk about profit with an I on this part of the programme, but you're a profit with an E, specifically for AOL. Let's talk first of all about that overnight news about Mark Zuckerberg, his plans to award the heroes of science. He says it's not just about sport and movie stars that should get them getting all of the cred, that the people that are working towards research and discoveries for saving lives should also be rewarded. What do you think about that?
Oh, Emma, firstly, thanks for having me this morning. I think it's absolutely phenomenal. At the end of the day, technology is it's the interconnected sort of ecosystem that we all play in. I mean, as a business, I work for AOL, and we have a presence here in Dublin. And one of the things that's a part of our values as a business is helping people. So, you know, we give back 3 days a year where people can actually go out and do some things that are good. And I think, you know, the thrust of what we want to do with humans is make sure that we're giving back for good. So take away sports celebrities and typical celebrities that we see. I think, you know, making it sort of technology-based award like a Nobel Prize for tech is actually a really smart thing to do.
Now, how can digital improve our lives?
Well, it does a couple of things, right? I read recently that there's about 80% of the population here are connected, so that's already hopefully starting to do that. But in addition to that, the survey said that over 50% of people are really excited about technology helping their day-to-day in terms of making better decisions on goods and services. So that's one thing. The second thing is that, you know, I think where we need to get to today is making sure that digital really helps you become more human in its experiences. We get caught up in the digital and the devices sort of more so, and the gadgetry. But, you know, if we look at these devices to help blend our days better, I think we can have that experience.
Do you think, in a certain way, connectivity at the moment is wrong, that instead of talking to each other, we're tweeting each other? Instead of going out and having a conversation and going to the shop and talking to a shopkeeper, we're buying those shoes online, or we're getting the supermarket to deliver our groceries?
Yeah, I think part of that is definitely that. There's efficiencies. So I think that, you know, that's where digital helps. Where it does hinder is the ability to, you know, put the screen down and face somebody. But I'm hoping that what people do is use digital to make them a better educated person. So the dining table room conversation is actually more rounded than perhaps not.
What about being connected in helping your health and the science of all of that? How do you see that evolving in the future?
Well, what I think is really interesting is I think health is being gamified. So if you look at something like the Nike Fuel Band or Up by Jawbone, or if I look at Fitbits, these are actually technology-based devices that are designed to help you monitor what's going on in your life. So I think it turns around the other way, which is if I want to hit my daily goals of doing my calorie burn, then I want to socialize that to my community, and then it can actually, I think it can turn into a real helper, not a hinder.
So also a kind of little support network of other people who might be exercising and wearing the same technologies.
Yeah.
You are a digital prophet. Where are we going? What's in the future for us?
Well, look, I'm actually in Ireland talking at the IAB Connect today, and one of the big themes that they're talking about is digital driving business transformation. So from my perspective, there are three R's that I would like to advise people to make sure that they're part of. And these three R's for brands, because marketing is the thrust of the centre of what I'm talking about, those R's are you have to be reactive. I mean, if somebody's going to talk about your brand, and very few people do, because typically we're in the world of 1% originator story, 9%. You know, talk about it, 90% are passive. If participation goes up, you need to be reactive. So you have to, you know, engage in that community. The second thing is be relevant. So if your brand isn't relevant to the audience that you're trying to target, then they're not going to listen. And the last one is, which is the hardest, quite frankly, is be remarkable. If you can't be remarkable, you won't stand out, then don't bother, because it's way hard and it's a tough discipline.
Well, David Cheng, a pleasure to have you in studio. Thanks for coming in this morning. Very briefly, Ireland is going to try to sell €500 million of Treasury bills on the bond markets today and on the currency markets. The euro is trading at $1.325 and 87.2 pence sterling.
Reactive and remarkable. We'll keep that in mind.